This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are doing what they can to convince voters they're the one to pick in the final days of campaigning leading up to the November 3rd presidential election in the United States. Americans are voting early and in unprecedented numbers. It's a product of strong feelings for and against the two main candidates and a desire to avoid large crowds at Election Day polling stations amid the coronavirus pandemic. More than 76 million people had already voted as of early Thursday, totaling more than half of the overall 2016 vote count, which was 138.8 million. About two-thirds of America's early voters have mailed in their ballots, and the rest voted in person at polling places throughout the country. Voting experts say voter turnout for the contest between Republican Trump and challenger Biden could be the highest percentage of the electorate since 1908, when 65% of the country's eligible voters cast ballots. There will be no new coronavirus economic relief package in the U.S. before next Tuesday's presidential and congressional elections. Despite months of negotiations, the White House and Republican and Democratic lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement to provide more money for American families, businesses, and unemployed workers, even as the number of new infections surges by 60,000 to 70,000 a day. Congress, in a bipartisan accord, approved $3 trillion in coronavirus relief to families, businesses, and jobless workers in the first months after the virus swept into the U.S. from China and Europe in March and April. But that money has largely been spent as more coronavirus cases are being recorded and the country's world-leading death toll of more than 227,000 continues to mount.